Squamish residents had the opportunity to learn a little more about what's coming down the pipeline for Brennan Park on Thursday, February 1st, with an upgrade information night at the eponymous recreation center. Between 100 to 120 people turned up to ask questions of District of Squamish staff, employees of the various companies working on the project, and district councilors. "We're delighted with the number of people and the quality of people here," said Cowan. Eric Anderson, "We're not only sharing information about the projects here, but looking for input on the future." Anderson said that the district was looking to draw on the public's expectations for Brennan Park and experiences from going to other rec centers as valuable input, noting that given capacity constraints at the Squamish facility, many locals were going further afield to get their children into programs. "We know they'd like to not have to do that." Anderson also talked about the community's understanding that Brennan Park would be even more of a vital community hub in the future, so its potential was also a discussion point. All four Squamish councilors approached by the Squamish chief said the same thing regarding what they were hearing: relief it was going ahead and questions on when they could expect upgraded pool and ice rink facilities. "We're a growing community. Most of the people I've spoken to have said they really want this stuff, and they understand what we're balancing out," said Cowan. Chris Pittingle explains the staggered approach to the Brennan Park master plan. Timing of upgrades. The pool and the rink upgrades, for the record, are currently represented by placeholder items in the five-year financial plan out to 2027-2028, meaning that while they're both on the wish list, they currently don't have funding attached. The larger project for Brennan Park's overhaul has a price tag of over $100 million, with much of the $21 million in funding for the first stage, the Green and Accessibility Retrofit Project, coming from an $11.7 million grant and Infrastructure Canada grant under their Green and Inclusive Community Buildings Program. The district is also waiting on a Clean BC grant fund decision that would also go toward the project. That project, which was the star of the show at the February 1st information night, will break ground in early April, with use of the wider facility to continue around the works. The project will include reducing carbon emissions and heating costs, improving air quality in the building through energy efficiency upgrades, increasing accessibility in the building by adding an elevator and universal washrooms, renovating the ice rink change rooms, creating more programming area due to a redesign of office space and the lobby, and generally prepare Brennan Park for future upgrades by future-proofing the main thoroughfare and access points to the facility. As explained by councillors and materials at the event, the first phase, which will take up to 2 years to complete, will allow the district to plug in future upgrades to the facility more efficiently, such as a future rink and pool, while also priming the district in its efforts to apply for more grant sources. Facilities at Brennan Park will remain open during construction, with minimal disruptions planned. Also on display at the event was information about a new playground and splash park at Brennan Park, which is currently budgeted at $1.7 million, with those funds to come entirely from community amenity contributions, funds drawn from developers undertaking large projects in the district. That project is in the early engagement and planning stages, with the District of Squamish seeking design input through early 2024 for construction in 2024-2025 and an opening date in 2025. Please note that this story was updated after it was first posted to reflect that the district confirmed 100 to 120 people attended the event, a figure we did not have at press deadline.